learn about a 6-foot bat coming up next on today's Creation Moments. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
Could the giant flying fox be a primate? In the 18th century, scientists weren't quite sure what to do with bats. Some wanted to classify them as primates, while others thought they should have a category of their own. However, since 1780, all known 950 species of bats have been classified in their own category. Microbats have, on the average, a wingspan of less than a foot. Megabats are larger. The giant flying fox has a wingspan of 6 feet. The evolutionary link between microbats and megabats is dissolving as scientists learn more about them. Although megabats and microbats are all very clearly bats, they are constructed in importantly different ways. Microbats rely mainly on echolocation to navigate. Megabats have very large eyes, so that they can see like owls in low light. The nerves that connect the eyes of microbats to the brain cross, and as a result, the image from the right eye goes to the left brain, and the left eye feeds its image to the right brain. However, megabats are wired with both eyes feeding into both sides of the brain. This arrangement is otherwise unique to primates. If bats evolved, these new findings mean that the bats must have evolved at least twice. It also means that some bats evolved from monkey-like creatures. It makes far more sense to admire God's unlimited creativity. We can logically reason that God gave his larger bats eyesight like that of a monkey because their needs are similar.
To get our daily creation devotionals, newsletters, evidence videos, and more conveniently delivered to your email inbox, join our free emailing list by visiting us at creationmoments.com.